Grown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head Up in here.
West Coast.
That's right, man. Look, shouts out to our girl, Miss Bliss. Oh, wow.
Yay, Bliss.
Hey, you know what? It was funny. I was thinking I was going to say this show is brought to you by Crystal Bliss, which is from the homegirl Debbie Dev. Miss Bliss, because Miss Bliss got the homegirl hour every Thursday night. Shout out to Miss Bliss, but shout out to the homegirl Debbie Dev with her book, Crystal Bliss.
Crystal Bliss.
Go ahead and pre-order that right now. Just dropping gems all day, man. And if you can check out the past show with us and all the other shows that we have here on Homegrown Radio. Make sure you subscribe, rate, comment, show us that love. And we just appreciate the support as always, man. We haven't obviously been talking in some time, man, but the biggest fight finally happened. Did you get a chance to see it?
Yes, I did catch the fight. Salute to the homie Matt Barnes.
Yo, did you? Oh, you were actually working.
So. I was DJing a fight party at Matt Barnes' house, and it was fly.
Hey, we're talking about McGregor and Mayweather. Mayweather taxed that ass.
Yes, he did.
And a lot of people were doubting. Shouts to the homie Zach Attack. You still owe me two shirts from Homegrown Radio. I told him, I said, look, if McGregor wins, I'll send you a Homegrown Radio shirt for free. If Mayweather wins, not only do you got to buy one, but you got to buy two.
You got to buy two.
I'm waiting for you, Zach. Shout out to the homie Lebanese King. He bet me too. He got his two shirts. So peace to y'all, and shout out to everybody that's showing love on that. But so you had to work. My thing is this. They're saying that there's record-breaking numbers, but I know I didn't fucking order the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people didn't order the fight. A lot of people were streaming the shit. But the people that did buy it, was it a blackout that happened during the fight? Did you experience that?
Yeah. Well, see, no, what happened was I think as soon as the fight was starting, Time Warner, I think, was the main one, which is always the main culprit.
Yeah.
I think that shit was crashing. No, not Time Warner. It was one of them cable providers. Somebody's shit was crashing.
Okay.
And it was all over the country where they kind of played it out to be rolling blackouts. But really what happened was they just didn't expect that many. It was like 1.7 million buys.
Also was a lot of people.
It was like 1.6 million pay-per-view buys.
Wow.
I think it was a record or something. I got to double check that. But
so it was a record number that.
Yeah, for sure. It was a crazy amount of buys for the pay-per-view. So naturally shit was crashing. It was just too many motherfuckers watching the same shit at the same time.
See, I streamed that shit, I'm not gonna lie.
I had
YouTube up, I had Facebook up, I had shout out to the homie Justin always providing the link, man. Or
Justin TV.
Yeah. The homie always providing shit. So I had to find some shit over there. But I thought that because I was streaming it that it was, you know, issues with that. But it just seems like people are going to find the fight no matter what. Like,
yeah,
you're going to find it. Like, so whether the homies end up getting it.
Oh, I'm tripping. My bad. Sorry.
What was that?
It says.
Was it six? 6 point.
Mayweather, won by Mayweather with a 10th round knockout, had 6.5 million buys.
6.5?
6.5 million buys, you know, at at $100 a piece.
Yes.
So you're talking about $600 million.
I would have to compare what the last one was. I don't really know what the buys are. I don't know what's
the last
average?
Record. The last record was 4.6 million with Pacquiao, the Pacquiao fight.
Oh, shit. So it was Mayweather.
They broke their own record, yeah.
Damn.
By damn near 2 million. No, by 2 million. Yeah, about 2 million. So you got to figure, like, that's crazy. Like, at $100 a piece.
Oh, they getting guap.
$600 million. Dollars just in pay-per-view.
Now, I don't know too much of how all this shit goes, but is that how they guarantee the money for the fighters to get this shit? Or they have to guarantee that these contracts and all that, right?
Right. So Mayweather was guaranteed $100 million just to fight. Show up, you get $100 million.
With the gloves and all, just hit.
Show up. Wow. McGregor was guaranteed $30 million, which is more money he ever made.
Yeah, right.
So then you go up with purses and bonuses and buys and all that other kind of shit, which that is something that they break down in their contract. But the pay-per-view buys, I know Mayweather, because he's part of the promotion.
Right.
So I'm assuming that he gets, but I know the speculation was Mayweather was set up to garner between $250 million and $300 million.
Damn.
$300 million. So you figure if you make $300 million in what, 48 minutes? Not even 48 minutes.
Not even.
It's two. Was how long are the rounds?
It was a 3-minute rounds. I think it's 3-minute rounds.
12, 36 minutes.
Wow.
So about 10. So you, okay,
which
let's.
Is, but it's longer
hold,
than.
Go hold ahead. On. Let me do that. Let me do this math. Down. Hold on. So if you figure it's 30 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. 300 million. So that's 30 for 300, right? 300 million, right, you get 30 right, minutes. Okay. So you break that down and break it down to half. So that's 15 minutes. That's what? $150 million. So it's in tens, right?
Okay.
So then 10 minutes would be $100 million, right?
10 minutes, 100 million. Got you.
So then you break that down to 1 minute. Which would be what? $100,000.
Okay. I'm bad with numbers, so I'm going by your lead. Go ahead.
So 100, yeah, because no.
See, obviously you fucked me up. What's the point? What are you breaking this down to?
How much money he made in a minute?
A minute.
I'm pretty sure you can Google that. Hold on, let me pull that up. I just want to see.
Niggas is lazy.
I know. I don't.
No, that's the real shit though. I mean, if you factor in like just for fucking 60 seconds. You got this much money. That's some big time shit. The only problem that I had with the fight, two things. I really, really wish that just for the sake of the argument, he would have got a chance to, I wish they'd have let it go just a little bit longer so he could have knocked him down.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, like, McGregor, like, just take that L, bro.
Well,
like,
no, see, he didn't, it wasn't him. It was the ref stopped the fight.
No. I get that. But I'm talking about after the fact. He was like, I was just fatigued. I was fatigued. That's what happens. I get fatigued, like, bro.
I like your eyes.
Yeah, that's my. I was fatigued, like, bro. You were fucked up, but you was going down anyway. You take that L, bro. And mm-hmm. the fact that he didn't go down, that's something he can always hold on to.
All right. So a speculative is Mayweather made $178,000. $178,041.54 every second.
Every second?
Every second.
One more time. 1,000?
178,000.
178. Just don't fuck the cents. $178,041. So over $170,000 per second.
Every second.
Per second.
Every second for the fight. The fight lasted 3 minutes. This is according to AOL. The fight lasted 3 minute rounds plus 1 minute, five of the 10th round, totaling 28 minutes. 5 seconds, which means that if he does make $300 million every second, he raked in $178,041.
Oh, so it was a total of 28 minutes, you said?
28 minutes,
and
5 seconds.
They said McGregor's used to doing 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. USC. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz he was looking strong the first two rounds.
The eye on front watching the first 3 rounds, I was like, "Oh shit." Like
here's why and I tell me why you were why you had that reaction.
Because I was just like, fuck, like Mayweather. But see, that's Mayweather's thing though.
He
waited out, figure out what you're doing. He do it live. He don't really watch game tape.
Right.
So he just figure out what you're doing in the ring live and adjust, make his adjustments, and then he beat you every time.
The only issue that I have with that is that I was like, I hope they don't leave this to a decision. Especially with McGregor being as active as he was, even though he was landing a couple of punches.
He landed a couple, yeah.
But he was just active. He was more active. So my thing's like, I hope he doesn't get to the 12th round and this shit, you know, Mayweather's doing his shit and gets, you know, lands a couple of them or whatever. Because if they leave it up to the decision, at this point, it can be some bullshit.
Yeah.
Without somebody getting knocked down or without somebody having a bloody nose, like, I can see them doing this shit and setting it up for a rematch to make it a bigger fight or whatever.
Yeah.
But after, like, you know, round eight, we start seeing Mayweather do what he does.
Yeah.
And that, I think for me, even though I'm not really into boxing like that, you can appreciate the art. It's like, goddamn, Mayweather makes people that talk the most shit, the most aggressive, the quote unquote best, he makes them look slow. He makes them look boring. He makes the fight look boring. And that's a trip.
Not to mention, he's Neo, so he dodged bullets.
Oh, man.
You know, like that whole thing.
Yeah, he got caught. He got caught with a couple.
But you know,
he knocked the snot out of McGregor, though.
Yeah. Literally,
he knocked the snot out. And it was funny. I was like, damn, he slowed down a lot. Like McGregor really slowed down, and then that's when he got caught with, you know, them 5-piece combos.
Boop, 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 boop.
And, you know, they had to call it. So, do you think that they should have called it at that point, or do you think they should have let that round go?
Man, see, the thing is, Just as a fan, I wanted to see it happen. But I understand for safety reasons. I would want somebody to stop the fight if I'm getting my ass whooped.
Yeah, but he's got like he said it. I've got choked out on live TV.
I understand that, but that's what he does. I'm saying for me, DJ Head, Aaron Drake.
Right.
If somebody's beating my ass, stop the goddamn fight. Somebody stop the fight.
Why wouldn't you just tap out? Is that a bruise to the ego? Like, fuck it. Why not just go down?
No, I agree with you. There's ways to get out of it in a sanctioned fight. I'm just talking about straight up somebody whipping my ass.
Of course.
If you're driving and you're on the 405 or the 110 and you see
some shit going on.
And you see me getting my ass whooped, somebody stop the fight.
Oh, no. They going to pull out the phone. Oh, this DJ? Oh, that nigga be talking shit.
Yeah.
Going to get that shit.
Somebody please stop the fight. Stop the fight.
Yeah, now here's the thing. Do you think, Floyd is 50-0 now? Is there any reason, and they've asked him this, but do you think there's any reason for him to come back?
No. At this point, no. That was his last fight. I knew. See, the thing is, I had an inside line on what they were trying to set up with, I think his name is Al Haymon.
And and from what I heard, that people don't usually see him. They got him on TV, too.
Right. So the thing is with Al Haymon is, I heard rumblings of, and I don't even know if I should be talking about this. This is probably some mafia shit getting me killed.
Yeah, you fucked up.
But anyway, I heard that they were trying to make the next Mayweather fight, the 50-0 fight, on network television. So I heard
ABC,
NBC. I heard it was NBC. So I heard they had bought out time, like 2 years out, right? So right now, me and you could put our money. It would take a lot of money, but we can buy some time on television, right? Mm-hmm. They'll sell us whatever time we want at a premium. Mm-hmm. We buy the time and then sell our own advertising.
Kind of like how
podcasts.
And radio does that,
too. Yeah, exactly.
Got you. Like the people, if you listen at like 6 in the morning, you hear the
community show. Community shows, right. Like so that's what I heard that they were going to do. They were going to, and it was going to go to the bank. Because you got to think of,
it's network TV.
Network TV. It's free.
So why not go that route?
Because I think it would just end up being better to do it this way. It's kind of like a record deal. Like Jay-Z could put he does put his own music out, but people still fuck with record labels because why use your own money if you don't have to?
Right. If you got somebody else that's going to advance it.
Yeah.
Damn.
But that's what I heard. I heard they were going to put the boxing match on regular television. Anybody could watch it and then sell it on ads.
So why not
at the same price like Super Bowl?
Why not do that for the 51st fight?
Nah, that's not going to happen. He's done. It's no bigger. He can't make any more money. That's the thing with Floyd. That's what you got to realize. With Floyd, it's the sport, but it's also the money. There's no way for him to make more money than he made on this fight, damn near. Unless
I feel like they say that every fight.
You're right, but
so if nobody saw this UFC shit happen,
well, one, what limits you is seats.
Okay,
because the arena they move from MGM to T-Mobile Arena, which is bigger, more seats, is new, whatever, right? Then pay-per-view buys. Like, who is, and also his opponent would have to be some shit. Like, this was a special case because this is a UFC fighter coming over to boxing.
Right.
So now it's a spectacle. That's already been done. So now what?
We don't know. I mean,
who's going to fight a lion? A bear?
Hey, shit.
All right, well, Floyd Mayweather fight a bear.
I was at Michael Phelps is racing a fucking shark, so shit.
You're right.
If motherfuckers, when they want to get some money, they'll find a way to promote this shit.
Right.
So look out for the Mayweather versus the lion.
Yeah.
Or the bear.
I think he'll
shit.
Fight a bear. Well, he ain't fighting
a
bear.
He fucking with no bear.
Yeah.
That shit is unruly. Hey, you can't. Yeah.
Speaking of wild animals, I got these fucking raccoons.
I seen you post that shit. Yo. So, do you see them? Do you see them coming in or going out? Like, when do you actually?
Bro, it's these two. It's a couple. And he always with his bitch. And these raccoons be fucking with me because I come in late. I'm a DJ. I work a lot. So I come in late, be like 11 o'clock at night, 12 midnight, 10 o'clock at night, whatever time I get home. And right where my building is, my apartment building is, there's this wall and these fucking raccoons are always right there. They always right there up to some shit. And I finally had to say something to a motherfucker.
Yo, but okay, let me ask you this. So do you only see them at night?
Only at night. Raccoons are nocturnal.
Exactly. Your ass supposed to be asleep.
Man, fuck
you fucking
that.
With they shit.
Man, I got shit to do.
You fucking with they dating.
I don't like first of all, see, the thing is, and if people fuck y'all on my Instagram for clowning me, calling me scary and all that shit, If you want to see, I got the hey, video.
No, raccoons be sizing you up, though.
That's what I'm telling.
They be hissing, see, and they be doing that bullshit.
At DJ HED, I got the video on my Instagram. Fuck y'all, because raccoons are not afraid to take fades with whoever. And the thing is,
what they expect you to go up to the raccoons?
Like, I don't know what. No, they expect me to just leave, like, just, I guess, just pay them no mind, bro. Like, raccoons go towards the, they like white people. They go towards the bullshit, like, you know, in movies. You know, I see the white people like, what's like, that, Tim?
Is that rumbling?
I don't know. Let's go check it out, Susie. Why don't you go over there in those bushes and Susie, see what's going?
On? Sit your ass down.
Somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like. I don't know. I don't fuck with raccoons. Possums, all day. They can get it. It's
why?
Whatever.
Why?
Because I just hate possums. They're just the ugliest, but dirtiest. But I know we shouldn't, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this.
Fuck that.
But I just wish that possums were not around, okay?
You fuck a possum up.
But raccoons fade. They'll line up. They'll take a fade, and I'm not trying to take no fade with no raccoon, especially two of them. See, it's two of them.
Yeah.
If it was one, see, raccoon.
But see, and you getting in the middle of their shit. Like,
and I'm fucking up date night. They be fucking and everything. Yeah.
Now, do they be making noise?
Yeah, they make noise.
Okay.
It's like, damn, I don't want to hear raccoons fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Where else they gonna go?
What you mean, where
else they gonna go?
Back to the fucking, take that shit.
Hey, this shit before it was, wherever your building is at, before it was a building, it was fucking.
Okay, well, I live in North Hollywood. They need to take that shit to Encino with Debbie Dev now. You know what I'm saying? Or Hidden Hills with the Kardashians. Go somewhere that way.
Hey, we infringed them on their land, bro.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
They're going to be fucking no matter what.
These fucking raccoons, is man, that shit. And so I pulled up and was like, hey. And he looked at me.
What y'all doing? What y'all doing over there?
He said, hey. I said, hey. And he just looked. I was like, what the fuck y'all doing? What the fuck are y'all doing?
Knowing damn well what's going on.
Now, if he would have said something back to me, I'd have been scared.
Like, hey, what if, hey, nigga.
But I literally set my truck.
What if he was like, get your black ass back?
I set my truck for 15 minutes till them motherfuckers.
Was it like blocking where you had to actually walk?
No, but they had easy access to my shins and my calves.
Yeah, now I see why you tripping, though.
I'm not tripping.
You tripping.
Where I park and where the door is, I wouldn't have a chance to get to the door.
Where you parked at and where the door was, you wouldn't have. Yes, you could. What are you talking about?
They fast.
Yeah, you making excuses now.
I'm not making an excuse. Listen, man, I don't want no problems with no raccoon.
So, okay, on your Instagram, the way you're looking at them, let's say.
The door is adjacent to me. The door is to the right. So if you look at the Instagram post, I'm looking. The raccoon is on the wall.
Okay.
All you got to do is get down from the wall, and he got me.
He ain't worried about getting down.
He wasn't fucking at the time, though. They was on date night. They was seen doing scenic shit or something. I don't know. They was taking pictures for they snap.
Oh, man, we really giving like a whole scenario to these raccoons. That's the funny part about
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I ain't fucking with them raccoons by my house. So
they're gonna
just
be there. They're gonna be there again.
So fuck them raccoons.
Did you get a chance to see the VMAs?
I saw Kendrick's performance. That's all I really care about.
That's the same thing. They said it's been the lowest, and I don't know how true that is. They said it's the lowest rated VMAs in MTV history.
In MTV history.
History.
Well, first of all, they had Katy Perry hosting it.
See, I don't remember none of that shit. I just saw Kendrick's performance. I just think what that be doing, man? That shit is just next level, bro.
Yeah.
I heard him and Dave were supposed to be doing that, or the camp was supposed to be the setup that they had there with the whole fire and shit. That was supposed to be how the damn tour was gonna look, but the insurance wouldn't have covered that shit. Too much fire.
Oh, really?
Too much fire. Yeah, because like, you know how they had the whole firewall backdrop shit. That they said they couldn't cover that shit. But kudos to them actually putting it on TV. I like that shit. But that's to the extent of what I saw. I mean, I know he got the video of the year with Humble, so shouts out to him.
He got what, six?
Six. Yeah, I think he was.
Hey, and hold up. I do want to talk about this. I don't like the fact that not even in hip hop, but in music, that we have to do all of this coddling. Because they changed the moon man to the moon person. That's the official title. So the MTV Moon Man, you know, the MTV award is now the moon person. And it's like, come on, dog.
It's like, inclusive.
Huh?
It's inclusive.
Man, just call it an award. How about that? Like these fucking restrooms now where it says men and then under it says, well,
we went to one. Which one did we go to? It was me, Chardet, and Salas.
Oh, Bossa Nova.
Sparkle. Yeah. Bossa Nova.
Yeah. I don't like.
I didn't see it. You guys saw it.
Yeah. when you go to the restroom now, all of these fucking sensitive ass places, they have where it says
first of all, the thoughts and concerns of DJ Head right now do not apply to Homegrown Radio.
Man, whatever. Fuck all that.
Heart or Chuck Dizzle and all that shit. Go ahead. Say it again.
So anyway, when you go to these fucking restaurants or all these public places now, it's all this politically correctness and shit where it's unnecessary. Like, they're going out of their way to be politically correct. Just call it a restroom.
Okay, I agree with that.
Don't say this is
gender.
It's the most ridiculous shit I ever seen in my life. We're not the most ridiculous shit I ever seen in my life. One of the most ridiculous things I ever seen in my life. It said it has a triangle and it says men, right? And then under that it has the all gender sign. It says if you identify with this, we do not discriminate against you. Use whatever restroom makes you feel comfortable. Just call it a fucking restroom,
right?
It's a restroom.
So the solution should be let there just be one massive restroom?
It's a restroom.
Okay.
That's it.
Just one.
Put a urinal in both of them motherfuckers. Or put two toilets in both. So, we don't need a urinal. The toilet was fine before the urinal was invented.
I'm just thinking of at what point does that become a problem when you have a restroom that anybody can go in?
It's one at a time. It's one of those locked door things.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. In that case, yeah.
Yeah. Let me be clear. It's not one of those community restrooms.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a community.
No.
They have those too.
It's a one at a time restroom.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah,
it's one door and you lock it as you go in.
That doesn't make
sense. And it says men. And then under that, it says all this gender shit. We do.
Yeah, just put
restroom. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Just put restroom. That makes sense. Now, what if it was a community restroom?
Then at that point, it makes sense to, I don't know. I would say, me personally, I would individualize all the stalls. If that's where we going as a society, where we can't even say what the fuck is going on, then just individualize everything. Make a door on every stall. And whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, shit. Yo, that's hella confusing. I mean, and just being personally as somebody, I don't understand a lot of shit. That's too confusing.
Man, it's so confusing, especially when you a kid. Like, if a kid go to the restroom, they staring
at... You know who would be good to talk about? Alex would be great to talk about this.
Yeah. They standing at the door and shit, and they looking like they don't know what the fuck is going on. It's all this signage and shit. It looked like when you trying to park in Hollywood. It's like, do not park after 6. Can't park before 7.
You sitting there
6:15, you fucked up. Yeah. 7:15, the street sweeping. What the fuck is happening right
now?
Just
don't park here at this time. Leave it alone.
You know what I'm saying? Like... Anyway, but yeah, that's some bullshit. So the moon person, just call it a MTV award. I don't understand why it's not just an MTV VMA award. Why isn't this not an MTV VMA award? Why is it a moon person?
Do they have other ones, like for the BET? If I know BET,
those are MTV awards. This is a VMA. So the VMA is the moon man. They changed it to moon person because they want to be inclusive. Or just like every other award show that you have, call it an MTV VMA award.
Very true. You don't have to, you can get a, it doesn't have to be a specific person. It doesn't have to be anything.
Just like the restroom shit.
Or just like the Grammys.
It's a Grammy.
It's a Grammy.
What the fuck are we like?
That's a man on there, right?
It's a Grammy award. No, it's a horn. I mean, not a horn. Are you talking about the moon man?
I'm thinking of, damn, look up Grammys. I know Grammys has the horn. And it's
not a horn. It's a record player.
Record player.
But, yeah.
But which one is the, I'm thinking of the Oscar.
Oh, the Oscar. Exactly. That's the next one to go.
That's the Oscar. Oh, yeah.
But see, the Oscar is Academy Award, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
The Oscars is the Academy Award.
But it obviously has to be named after somebody, so that motherfucker is Oscar, right?
The 89th Academy Awards. It's the Oscar. The award itself, the statue is the Oscar, but I think it was named after someone.
It has to be Oscar.
It has to be Oscar, but that's the next one to go. I'm telling you. That's why I'm telling you. This shit is getting out of fucking control.
So if they change the Oscar to, damn, they'd have to change it.
Or, here's just a shot in the dark, call it a fucking Academy Award.
Academy Award.
It's an Academy Award. It doesn't have to have gender or all this confusing shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, anyway, that's just what I think.
Well, maybe that's what they're trying to go with this direction of saying the moon person.
That's stupid.
Why is that stupid? What's different than saying moon person than saying MTV award? It still neutralizes.
What I'm saying is,
I get what you're saying.
Just X-nay the whole thing. If you want to be inclusive, just get rid of the segregation. You don't have to say this is not a, like, instead of saying in this restaurant, we serve blacks and whites, just call it a fucking restaurant.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So instead of saying if this restaurant used to be whites only, mm-hmm. don't leave the whites only sign up and then put blacks too.
Blacks, right.
Just call it a fucking restaurant.
Just like the fucking the coloreds and fucking.
That's all I'm saying. It's like this shit is gonna get out of control with all this inclusive and insensitivity and all this shit, and it's just too much for me. That's my own personal opinion.
No, I get it. I mean, I can see where the frustration is, but I'm just trying to think of somebody that literally goes through that and wants to be represented.
Okay. The same could be said about black people or white people or Asian people. Mm-hmm. What do you mean represented in what facet?
I mean, it just could be, I don't know. I can't fully develop that thought. It's just that.
That's like if we do radio, right? And then a TV person be like, well, I want to be recognized too. So then we call it the radio, TV. It's so many hyphens and hashtags and
only
shit.
Only so many that you can do.
Like, damn. Or it could just be a restaurant. Or it could just be an award. Or like a Marconi Award. Or fucking, if they're named after something, mm-hmm. I get it. The Moon Man came because of the 80s and shit with the space shit and MTV launched and all that. So that's heritage. That's not to say that it's insensitive to it. It's just it that could be from any tradition. That's like we can talk the same way about Christmas. Mm-hmm. Christmas could be insensitive to Jewish people.
True.
So where you know what I'm saying? Like, where are we going with this shit?
Yeah.
Kwanzaa could be insensitive to Americans. You understand what I'm saying?
That's a deep rabbit hole, man. I mean, you can really go. You can really hit a lot of different areas with that, and somebody at the end of the day, somebody's not going to be.
Why they don't make a high heel shoe for size 14?
Oh, so now you got me. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's insensitive to men who want to wear high heels.
Huh?
Exactly. You see how ridiculous that is? That's what I'm telling you. This shit is going to just be crazy.
Doesn't Magic Johnson's son wear that size?
I don't know what size he wear. He got a big ass foot, but I don't know what size he wear. I'm just saying, like, everything can be something.
Somebody's gonna be offended.
Somebody gonna be offended by everything. It's right. Like, fuck. Like, yeah. Damn. Just, it is what it is. This came from tradition or a heritage. That's all. Like, Christmas, the holiday, was not invented to be derogatory towards Jewish people. That was not the intent. Right. So if there's no malicious intent, you then can't beget malicious intent. Mm-hmm. You can't say that this is offensive to me if it wasn't meant to be offensive. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't tell you how to react to something, mm-hmm. but if it's a tradition, if it was something that derived if it was something that originated and it wasn't created with malicious intent, then what the fuck are we doing?
No, that's not the case, but there are... I'm just thinking of Christmas, right? And we know Santa is being the main head guy.
Yeah.
In most malls that you go to, you see Santa with the beard, the fat white guy.
Yeah.
Right? But then you have people upset when other malls included black Santas.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm just trying to think of like what growing up. That was kind of a cool thing to see a black Santa, but you knew that wasn't something that was regular.
Exactly. So,
but is it wrong to be in, like,
it gets out of control. So what I'm saying, instead of having to go back and forth, and because then at that point, now you're putting pressure on people where, okay, I got to have rotating Santas. Mm-hmm. So at this mall, if I own a mall, I got to have a black Santa, white Santa, Asian Santa, Indian Santa, Armenian Santa. Right, like, all that. Yeah. Just, I don't want no Santas in my shit now.
But you got
that's
to.
Now that's what we
it's
at.
Christmas.
It.
It's Christmas.
You I don't give a fuck. I don't want no Santas in my mall. That's it. Because that's what I'm saying. That's where it's going. Mm. At what point does this shit stop and just be like, okay, now the only way I believe that certain things should go away is if it makes no logical sense. For instance, something that makes sense, that's a circumcision makes sense.
Okay.
That's a tradition. It's not necessary, but it makes sense for hygiene.
Okay.
Let's keep it going.
Right. Keep that shit going.
Let's keep it going. Let's snip the tip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now. Shit that don't make sense is slavery.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make sense. Logically, it's inhumane. It's terrible. It's bad, right? Racism doesn't make sense. Why? Because you're literally upset with someone because they have, they're more melanated than you are. Mm-hmm. It's just science at that point, genomes and shit. That doesn't make sense. Let's X-nay that.
But it doesn't make sense to you, but it might make sense to somebody else or a certain group of people to oppress another group of people because they want to get free labor off of those backs of all of those people.
You can get free labor without being racist.
How so?
You can go, we can go kidnap anybody right now and make them our slave. It could be, they don't have to be black. Racism is a choice, mm-hmm. or something that's learned. It's not something that you use. It's not something that that's directly implicated based on race. Mm-hmm. Slavery is just a mentality right now. Like anybody could be a slave. Racism doesn't play a part in that. It's just that a certain group of people were marginalized into slavery because of that feature. It's easily identified, but like wearing jerseys when you play a scrimmage game. Oh, he not with us. Fuck him.
Got you.
That's all I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, I'm just saying that where this shit is going, it's just going to get out of fucking control. And where does it stop? Now, hip hop is being attacked constantly at this point because it's like, well, this person is, saying and be using insensitive words and this and that. Like, I don't remember who the fuck I was talking to about hip hop, most recently. And they were talking about all these words that are no longer okay to use in hip hop when back in the day, they would just let them fly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean like just in general?
You'll get a maggot off. You'll get a slur off here and there. You'll get all this kind of, Eminem used to say all kind of shit.
Yeah. I'm mad you were just pretty much censored yourself. You said a maggot?
Yeah, you can get a maggot off. You can get a...
Let people know they don't know what maggot is.
Well, you know, I'm just... You can't use the F word anymore.
Okay, so...
You can't use the word...
You got you.
It's just a bunch of words. Little person. You can't even say...
Who said that shit to me the other day?
I just told you. You said midget.
I did, but... Okay, but I didn't mean it in like a...
Now, you weren't saying it... But that's what I'm telling you. There was no malicious intent in what you were saying. Mm-hmm. The word... Put it to you this way. The word woman could be derogatory if used in the proper context. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Get on your knees, woman.
Right.
Or you're a beautiful woman.
Right.
You're a woman.
You can't do that.
You're whatever woman.
Right.
That's derogatory, right? It's all inflection and context and nuance. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
but do you think that here's the thing. I think the conversations are warranted. They need to be had.
The conversations do need to be had.
But a lot of times the solutions are, all right, well, fuck it. Give you that. Or fuck it, let's just take it away. Like, I don't think that's necessarily the answer. I think you need to get down to the bottom of why you want to include it or why you don't want to include it. I'm pretty sure if we had somebody that can talk about let's say for all practical purposes, we had a transgender in here, right? They would pretty much be able to argue why they want to be represented on there. Why you need to have that description below.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, okay.
And I hear what you're saying. Just
Any minority group. At that point, how many placards are you going to have on a fucking door?
Right.
Asians welcome. Transgenders welcome. Right. Dwarfs are little people. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Right.
That shit is stupid. That's not an efficient way to run society. Just call it a restroom and keep it pushing.
Right.
This restroom, it's just a restroom. Use the fucking restroom. If it's a single restroom. Now, do I have the solution for the communal restrooms where it's everybody in that motherfucker? No.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you're for that one, you're right. But
so then
the overall issue now is not just the restroom. It's the different kind of restrooms now. We're talking about that. Or whatever the topic goes to. There's certain groups that you do have to ask and just kind of figure out what makes the most sense.
So if we go in there, like I said, if we're going to go down this wormhole, every restroom in the country needs to be retrofitted and redone, and there needs to be individualized stalls, period.
I like that idea.
That's it. That's the solution. Because other than that, any other way of doing this is going to be wrong.
So what if... All right. You go into this new age fucking restroom. There's three stalls. The one you ain't supposed to be in is the only one available.
No, it ain't. No. Not one you're supposed to be in. Anybody can use any stall because they all have doors.
But you said you had there's placards on there to say, hey, look, boom. This one is for you.
No, okay, this is what I'm picturing. You know how when you walk in a restroom in a movie theater and it's like all those different stalls? Mm-hmm. Just like that, but a little bit bigger.
Okay.
So that way you have your own space. You don't have to come out and fix your belt. You literally come out the way you went in.
Okay. So this, you're not saying there's a placard on
There's not a placard stall. On nothing. There's a door for the restroom, mm-hmm. and there's men, women, children. Everybody is in that motherfucker, right? Mm-hmm. And you go in your own separate closet.
You would have to eliminate the urinals in.
All that shit gotta go. That's where we going. That's what I'm saying.
Which at that point becomes a problem because you know with the reason why men's restrooms are so efficient in terms of like how fast shit goes because everything's just laid out right there. You got the urinals just right there, so 7-8 guys can go at one point.
So
you do the stalls, that's gonna fuck up the efficiency of how the restrooms gonna be ran.
Then A.
So
that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? What are we doing? That's what I'm telling you. That's how ridiculous this shit is getting to me.
Either the whole point is you're gonna have an issue either way.
Exactly. So I might as well fix the issue on a mass scale. That's the only way to include everybody without doing all that bullshit with having 17 placards on the door about how many people is welcome in this bitch. Because then you got to do biracial. Biracial is welcome.
No, you don't.
Well, I'm not biracial. I'm triracial. My gosh.
You ain't got to do that.
You say that now. Nah. Would you have thought 10 years ago we'd have to do this right now, what we doing right now?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought that. 10 years ago, I wasn't thinking about putting a all-gender sign on the door.
No, yes. I could see that happening because of how lenient laws were, like in terms of like, because the thing is, I've always been a person where, not to say I'm not judgmental, but I can give a fuck.
Me too.
I can care less. I've seen other people be judged off of what lifestyle they identify with. I'm like, damn, you tripping. But I've seen it become more accepted 10 years ago versus it was 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
No. There you go. 20 years ago. No. Exactly. 10 years ago.
We're evolving. So it's time to retrofit the fucking bathrooms.
So we just need more space in there.
More space. All
right.
You're going to lose some real estate for your kitchen. We need some more stalls in this bitch. That's what I'm saying.
If you want to go that route.
If we're going to do this, let's do it. That's all I'm saying. Strap your boots up and get ready for the revolution because everybody going to have to redo their bathroom.
Which way do you think is right?
I think we should just redo the bathrooms. That's my plan.
Redo the bathroom.
Redo every fucking bathroom in the country. Exactly.
I mean, they did that. No, they did that shit with the whites only and the colors.
Exactly.
They just ripped that motherfucker sign down. But that it wasn't too much work involved exactly. with that either.
Well, now it's going to be some work because
we're evolving.
Yeah, either that or deal with a discrimination lawsuit because you didn't put Black, Colombian, and Asian welcome on the door. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
I honestly want to hear people's thoughts on this too. So if you got a comment, if you feel like you got a better idea of how restrooms should be, that's actually an interesting take. I'd love to hear people's feedback on that, man. Something that's happened recently. It feels like every few years we go through this, man. Hurricane season is here. Hurricane Harvey has definitely devastated the city of Houston. Thoughts and prayers to everybody that's out there that's going through this tough fucking time, man. Do you have any family out in Houston?
I think I have some distant relatives in Houston, but I don't really talk to them like that.
I got an auntie that's stuck there right now.
She's stuck.
Now, she's in a good situation. Like, her street is flooded, but her house is good.
So how does that work?
The street is fucked up. The street is flooded. Like, she can't get out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, if motherfuckers got boats and shit, they can transport that way. But they knew the storm was coming, so they kind of stocked up, got food, got all the supplies, got the shit they needed. So she's good, but it's still just crazy to see, like, a lot of people. Like, the homegirl Melody. Shout out to Melody from Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
From Austin to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
So now she's in that shit. She's been without power. I've been looking at her Facebook. She's been without power for a couple of days, but she's made the most of it. Like, she's not in as bad of a situation as other people. I got other cousins that's moved from one spot to the next spot. My thing is, what's the fucking solution for this shit? We know that a hurricane's going to come at least once a year. It's hurricane season every single year. Some are going to be worse than others.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's nothing you can do.
I think there is.
No. They can have. There's something that they can. They can have things in place to deal with it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
No. You can't stop a hurricane. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you know that you're expecting, again, this is. We don't deal with none of this shit out here, so I don't know. Like, same thing with the big one, the earthquake, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about earthquakes in California. We know the quote-unquote big one is happening, right?
Yeah.
We don't get them too often like that, so we're not. But let's just say the big one hits next week. Mm-hmm. This shit fucks everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5-10 years down the line, the next big one's happening. It's like, oh, shit, we don't want to deal with that shit. Like, there should be preventative measures.
Well, they have taken preventative measures in a sense, because you got to think about it. Like, out here, we do earthquake retrofitting. So a lot of the buildings now downtown L.A. that they build them fucking skyscrapers and all that shit, all of those are like built to withstand earthquakes. The big one, I'm not so sure. Right. Not a 10.0.
Right.
But like, they can take like a 6-7.
Right.
At this point.
But after Katrina, right? After Katrina, we know, OK, this some shit can really fuck up a city. Why not? The cities at that point say, you know what? Let's be over precautious.
I think, honestly, to keep it solid with you, I think it's a lot to have to do with capital, money. Just think about it.
The thing is, you're going to have to spend that money rebuilding the cities.
Yeah, but they can pull from Federal Reserves and they don't have to spend their own money. It's what, going back to the album shit. Like, if you put your own album out, you don't have to spend your own money. Why do so? I'm not accusing anybody.
Right.
It sounds very accusatory the way I said it, but that's not what I mean. I just mean, like, it's not a priority at the moment because it doesn't affect the people that matter to them.
Got you.
I'm assuming. I don't know. That's my assumption. But I'm just saying, based upon what I know and what I think, me personally, I think it has a lot to do with just money. And then also, you got to think about it like this too. Like, they were talking about evacuations. I was listening to a lot of reports, and I was looking at CNN and shit. And it was like, well, why didn't they evacuate and this and that? And it's like, well, they did evacuate once before, and then it caused more problems than if they just told everybody to just ride it out.
Gotcha.
The highways was fucked up. People died on the road trying to get out. Like, right. So they rather people brace for impact than to try to get out the way. Mm. Especially if you can't get out fast enough.
Right.
I don't know how fast this shit came in to everybody, because it seemed like it happened relatively fast.
It happened fast.
Like, within 24 hours, shit was flooded.
Yeah, but they knew it was going to be a lot of storming. They just didn't realize
it was gonna be that bad.
How bad it was going to be.
Yeah.
And then they did the same shit with Katrina, where they had to, like, they released the levees, or I forgot. I don't know how they actually do that shit, but they, in order to save one city from flooding, they had to release the water from that city, and it flooded another city.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn. Like, and honestly, like you said, it may sound like we're coming from this is literally a place of ignorance on our end, because we don't know what that shit is like at all. So, I mean, what we do have some information. Well, I got some information. We're going to put it on our Instagram as well for people that want to donate. There, shout out to homie TJ. His sister's actually doing something this week. And again, you guys will hear this a little later. So, there will be more efforts, and people that just want to donate and help the people out in any way, shape, or form, we'll have that information up. I would definitely recommend that you do your own research. One thing,
hell yeah,
from seeing people from Katrina, the whole Red Cross shit, I don't know about that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, man. I've seen people raise a lot of money, and that city still isn't built the way it should be.
Well, see, the thing is, that's why I like the era that we're in with internet,
crowdfunding,
social media, crowdfunding, GoFundMes. You know exactly where your money is going.
Who it's
going
to impact.
And you know, did the light just dim?
I don't know. Like that. But me personally, this nigga's scared. hey, that's some black people for you.
Did the lights just go out, this motherfucker? Because I'll get the fuck up out of here. I'm not opposed to none of that.
But I would say, again, do your research. If you know somebody that's personally doing some efforts or going out there donating, whether they're driving themselves, filling up U-Hauls. I think Dev said she was going to be filling up a couple of U-Hauls and heading out there, too.
Shout out to DJ Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, yeah. I saw Keisha Nicole post some shit.
Yeah, DJ Mr. Rogers is really out there.
He's actually on the boats.
He out there pulling up on people. So that's dope. It's dope to see. And I saw this black dude getting this white lady out of her house on a jet ski, and I was like, damn, that's cool as fuck. And I also want to shout out to Mexico.
Yeah, got to, man.
Shout out to everybody, all of the Mexican homies. Like I say, y'all know what it is with me. I'm born and raised here. I actually posted something about that shit, and I just find it interesting that Mexico, the Mexican homies, got to Houston before our administration.
That's crazy.
But you don't hear me though.
But you know what? That's rightfully so, because shit. Look, this motherfucking country is that's Mexico,
right?
California, fucking Arizona,
yeah.
Texas, all that shit. This is their land. So it's like, I like the fact that they was like, man, fuck that.
Yeah, we gonna
fuck
help.
This wall bullshit. Fuck what he talking about. We gonna help our people.
Yeah, I like that. I like
and just in general, just help people in general. You know what
I like that. I like that get down, because that's my get down. Like when people, I was just talking to you about it. When people yeah. shit on me, I still help them anyway.
Yeah. See, I don't know if I'm a nice person, but I don't know if I can do that. I haven't got to that level of
you know what where it comes from? It comes from being genuine, and then also it comes from a place that I know for a fact that people just do not know how to conduct themselves. Some people don't know how to ask for help. Some people don't know how to say they're jealous of you. Some people don't know how to say that they envy what you do. Mm-hmm. Some people don't know how to say, damn, you know what? You're really talented. I wish I had your talent. Yeah. So I tell people all the time.
Yeah.
You heard me say it right here in this room.
Right.
You know, Todd, I was, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Todd. You the homie, but I hate that you way too talented for me.
Yeah.
I hate talented motherfuckers.
Todd Allison, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, I can just tell somebody the truth. So I think that it's dope when I see that get down in other people, like especially people that's not from this country coming to help this country, because we always going to help everybody else as a country. So I just feel like I forgot the governor's name or the administrator's name in Mexico, but he was like, yeah, he's issued, you know, we're going to go help. And I think that's really dope.
Do you think that's because of how convenient it is? Because Mexico's a close?
It's like convenience, but it also, they don't have to do that.
Right.
Just like everybody out there, Mr. Rogers and Paul Wall and Bun B and all of these different people in hip hop that are doing what they can. Trey the Truth is out there.
Yeah, he's out there heavy.
I like what Kevin Hart is doing. I like what T.I. is talking about.
I like the fact Kevin Hart called out. He said, you know, put up 25,000. T.I., along the lines of what we're talking about, he said, look, man, hey, I'll do that. I'll even donate more, but I ain't doing that shit to Red Cross. Find another
place for me to send this.
Send that shit. Yeah. I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, the thing is, we live in a complete transparent era, and that's why I conduct myself the way I do. Like, most people think it's really crazy the way I talk and what I say. People gonna find out anyway.
Right.
I don't hide shit. I don't want to hide nothing. So I feel like right now, if you're going to donate, know where your money is going. Do your research. Mm-hmm. If you want to donate to one family, donate to one family.
Right.
If you want to donate to an organization, donate to an organization. Just know what you're doing, because it's right now in a digital age, you can find out anything about anybody. Right now, you'll take the time to scroll and find out who that bitch is in your dude's comments.
Right.
Find out where your money going.
Exactly.
That's it.
Be smart about it. So, I mean, we'll obviously have more shit, whether it's on my page, whether it's on Head's page, whether it's on the Homegrown Radio page. You'll see us retweet or post some shit where we'll obviously be a little involved as far as donations. I just want to shout out to everybody that just picked up from where they at and went out there and did they shit, said fuck they jobs or whatever. That takes some real,
shit.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the people.
But I think that would happen. I think, see, the thing is. I think I heard Charlamagne talking about it. He's like, I want aliens to come, because the only thing that
is going
to
stop this.
The only thing that brings us together is adversity from somewhere else.
Some foreign shit.
Some a natural disaster or a terrorist attack. So I think that that'd be dope. Like, you think you like all of these. Like I posted something about this. It was one of them right wing motherfuckers on CNN talking that bullshit. And he was talking about, I'm thinking I'm going to play it. He was talking about like welfare and like all of that. Like,
oh,
did you see that?
He said that the way we're gonna,
hold on.
Are you comfortable, Congressman, with providing $1.6 billion of taxpayer money, not from Mexico, to build that wall?
Absolutely, yes, and more. And I'd throw another $5 billion on the pile, and I would find a half of $1 billion of that right out of Planned Parenthood's budget. Wow. And the rest of it could come out of food stamps and the entitlements that are being spread out for people that haven't worked in three generations. We've got to put America back to work. This administration will do it. And we've got to free them up so that they can and support the right agenda for this country.
You want to take food from people who are the people who are on the lowest rung in terms of the nation's safety net. and their children in terms of food stamps, you're happy to take, you're willing to take money from them to build the 1.6 or to give the 1.6 billion for the border wall?
For a couple of reasons. One of them would be that, you know, we will create the kind of security that would bring about 10 million new jobs in America just by enforcing immigration law. Second thing is, I wouldn't impose any.
Oh my God.
So that's something I posted on my, I got it, I think Prime had posted it and I thought it was interesting, so I reposted it on my Instagram. And I think, like I said, nothing brings people together like adversity. And I think that shit like this is gonna make everybody, like, it's right now, it's like, it's just, it's crazy to me what's like, it's crazy to me that what's actually happening.
Oh yeah, this is
a, it's not like a, this not a dream, right. This is not like a history book, this shit is like really happening.
But it's been progressively getting, well, I don't hate to say progressive, but it's been getting worse over the years, you know what I'm saying? And again, we've talked about it plenty of times, not only on the podcast but on the show and all that, but how long is it gonna last? How long is this, whatever the reaction that we have, being upset, whether it be something was going on with the administration, whether it be, you know, unarmed blacks getting killed, like whether it be police brutality, like whatever it is, it seems like we're up in arms for that week, that day, like, and then forget about it.
Well, no, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, I don't know. I think that.
So you're right. I'm saying you're right in terms of, like, yeah, it takes some foreign shit to happen, but once that shit goes down, like, how long
does the outrage last?
Exactly.
I agree with you, but that's why I'm never the keyboard, you know, the fucking superhero. Like, I don't believe in, you know, what you call it, convenient activism. Mm-hmm. That's why you never hear me, oh, Black Lives Matter and this and that, because sometimes I don't feel like being upset about something, even though I might feel some kind of way, but sometimes I don't feel like being upset about something. So that's just what it is for me personally. But I do. But this particular thing,
it
did get to me,
because so, it was a little personal.
Exactly. So, and I was on, like, me and my mom, I've been on welfare more than half of my life. Mm-hmm. So for, I just got financially stable, like literally in the last couple years.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, oh shit. Like, these people really believe this shit that they're talking about. So I posted it on my thing. I think that for the sake of even like the hurricane, going back to the Hurricane Harvey situation, I don't believe in divisive conversation. Like, if you're going to really segregate people for reasons other than the stupid ass shit that people are doing, like classism and racism and all this kind of injustice. I don't believe in that. What I do believe in segregation is, hey, like how they said, we're going to create this dude, a congressman or whatever he is, said we're going to create millions of new jobs, right? Mm-hmm. But what if you don't know how to mix concrete? Or what if you don't know how to pour concrete or lay rebar? Do you get a job too?
Right.
No. You don't get a job. If you're a radio person, now, how does that help you as an American? Or if you're an out-of-work school teacher, how does them building a wall help you?
You should be able to get trained also.
But you can. But I'm saying, they're saying that this is going to help Americans.
Gotcha.
No, this is going to help an industry.
Right.
An industry that y'all control anyway.
Very true. Very true.
So don't spoon feed me the bullshit. Right. Like, hey, you know what? We got the homie in the White House. We want to make a gang of money real quick.
Right. It's a lick.
Say that.
Right.
I'd rather you say that. So at least fuck it. They going to hit a lick for 4 years and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so much bullshit. So anyway, everybody out there with the hurricane shit, shout out to y'all doing your part. I'm definitely with all of the with the togetherness. I think that, like I said, the outside shit makes everybody rally around each other, and I think it's dope.
Well, speaking of somebody speaking out, man, there was a video of this cop that pulled over.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Seen that shit, and he was very transparent in how he felt and what the police department does. I'm going to play this shit real quick.
It's in your lap right there. I just don't want to put my hands down. I'm waiting for him.
Wow. So it's like, if you couldn't really hear that, it was a traffic stop. A white woman is basically, she has her phone in her lap. The cop says, use your phone. And she says, I'm nervous. I've seen, you know, too many people getting killed. And the cop says, well, we only shoot black people.
Yeah.
We only kill black people. Remember the videos that you've seen? It's only black people.
Yep.
So if you hear something like that from a cop, does that, or an administration or whatever, does that put you at ease to know exactly how they feel?
No, it doesn't put me at ease, but I'd rather know how you feel. I want you to tell me, like, I'd rather a cop pull me over and say, hey, I pulled you over because you black, and you, I'd be suspicious of black people. Don't pull me over and give me some bullshit. And another thing is, that's just me personally.
Right,
I know for a fact that I was just having this conversation with somebody, a significant person in my life, where I was telling them, I know that I'm not the norm. I know, I'm well aware that I can handle a lot more than other people can. So I think that, yes, I would rather a police officer say, hey, I pulled you over, I think you look suspicious, I'm suspicious of black people. Then I'd be like, okay, officer. And then I know what I'm dealing with.
Right.
Don't come up to, it's like a wolf in sheep clothing.
Yeah.
Don't come up like, oh, yeah, pulled you over because this and that. So in real life, you trying to pacify me with some bullshit when really this is the real reason. I'd rather give me the real. Now, everybody else in life probably can't handle it.
Right.
So, you know, give them the spoon feed them the bullshit, but not me. Tell me, hey, you know what? I'm intimidated by you because, you know, you're broad shoulders and you black. All right, so I might sink my shit in a little bit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or just so that way you feel more comfortable. Just whatever we got to do so you don't shoot me.
Got you. In that situation.
Hey, you know what? I'm pulling you over because you black, you look suspicious, and you in this neighborhood, and I'm really nervous. And I, all right, officer, what can I do to ease your mind about me being black in this neighborhood so you don't pull your gun?
And I don't think there's an answer to that question. Or if there is.
But what I'm saying is, at least I have the knowledge. So let me, okay, instead of me making set of movements, I'm going to talk real calm. I'm not going to ask him more questions.
But here's the problem with that. I hear what you're saying. But and we've seen a lot of shit on camera, and there's a lot of shit that's off the record of motherfuckers that do exactly that.
Yeah.
Still get harassed, still get shot, still get beat. So it's like,
I think just me having the knowledge to me, like,
you're right, but wouldn't you be, I don't even know if upset or pissed is the word, but let's just say you sink your shoulders in and you do all this shit. You talk in a high voice, you take the bass out your shit, and you still get put in handcuffs or beat after you did all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, then what?
Well, I mean, that's happened to me. Like, I'm pretty sure it's happened to. It's happened to me. Like, I'm pretty sure it's happened to all minorities or people that look like us. So what happens is we get pulled over, and me and my homie Teddy, we was in Hollywood. They pulled us over, pulled me out the car for no apparent reason, set us on the curb, you know, sit there with your hands behind your back, that whole nine. They searched my car.
Right.
Didn't, I mean, of course I have nothing. I'm a square.
Right.
But, you know, and then Teddy was working at FedEx at the time, and he's like, but he worked at the airport. So it's like, bro, like, we're like, I showed them my school ID and everything. Like, we're the last motherfuckers to be into some bullshit. I showed them my school ID. Look, I'm a full-time college student. This man right here showed him his FedEx ID. You can't even work at FedEx without having a clean record.
Right.
It's not at the airport.
Nah, they're not going to put you in that situation.
Hell no. You can't even really have misdemeanor. I mean, you can, but
they're
not fucking with you if you got misdemeanor. Right. So anyway, long story short, that has happened to me. I've been pulled over and asked a hella question. I've been pulled over because it was black. And to me, I just rather would have the information. Like, hey, I pulled you over. I'm intimidated. I'm scared. I would rather an officer tell me he was scared.
Mm.
That way, at least I could figure out ways to make him feel more comfortable.
But see, I hear you. But the problem that I have with that is you go out of your way, and I've seen several people of color do the same thing of making people feel comfortable and still get fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the shit that I feel like has to either be discussed or that needs to be dealt with.
Well, there's no discussion to be had. There's nothing you can do about it at this point. I mean, white supremacy has infiltrated every aspect of this country. So that's never going to not be the case. The only thing that you can do is have open dialogue and, like you said, really start to change the narrative from the ground up. So is that, like, that's one thing I noticed. Like, for me, I don't most people get into combat or verbal warfare with adults about how they feel. So you could talk to a white supremacist till he blew in the face at 30 years old. Doesn't matter. That's why I like to start with the kids. So I go and talk
plant
to
the seeds. Yeah.
Plant the seeds. Mm-hmm. So at least 30 years from now,
we'll be in a better situation.
It's a better situation. Cause that's all that was going to take. But if you go 30 years from back from now, you're talking about the '80s. You go 30 years back, you're talking about the '50s. Mm-hmm. So between the '50s and the '80s, that's when the majority of all this shit was prevalent. Yeah. So it had to start then. So we'd have to start. You can't just hit the reset button on a 30-year-old man. It doesn't work like that. You got to hit the reset button from like I posted.
Unless the aliens come. The aliens got to come and say, look, we ain't fucking with none of y'all.
This is how I want everybody from now on to judge other people. If some shit jump off and we in some shit, like remember that Starship Troopers movie where it's giant ants and shit?
I never watched any of that
shit. Okay. So if there's aliens, right, and it's just me and you, would you still want me to fight alongside you? No matter if I'm transgender, if I'm gay, if I'm you know black, white, whatever, would you still want me to bust this gun with you?
If they say no,
then that's cool. I know exactly where. Then you'd rather die than to fuck with me. And at that point, we could afford to have you extinguished. You know,
put your ass in the front.
You'd rather die than coexist. So at that point, you already made your choice.
Yeah, right, right.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well. I think it's time to wrap this thing up. On this date in hip hop, shout out to our folks over there, man. I didn't realize that the I Have a Dream speech, the March on Washington and all that was literally like all around the same time.
Yeah.
Like end of August.
Mm-hmm.
Same time as these hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Same time. There's something around. I think I seen Ava. I forgot her name. Ava. Oh, my God.
Ava DuVernay.
There we go. Talk about the significance of August, was it 28th?
Mm-hmm.
Was it 29th? 28th. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's all conspiracy theory. I don't really play too much into that shit because a lot of this shit in the world is either it's history repeating itself or it's coincidence or happenstance or whatever the case may be. I don't believe that there's no dark force that's like making hurricanes because of Martin Luther King or none of that kind of shit. But
I do have to speak on this though. Last night, I'm going to say today is Thursday. So last night, Wednesday night, I seen people on Facebook say, yo, did you see that big ass thunder? Or sorry, that big ass lightning. I didn't see it. Heard a lot of people talk about it. And today, out of nowhere in Carson, it start pouring raining for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I only say that because with the whole Katrina, with the recently what's going on in Harvey, a lot of people are saying this is weather control and they're doing this shit intentionally on purpose. So you saying you don't believe
No.
But I think some of that shit is real.
No. I do believe in weather control.
Okay.
I don't believe. Come over here, fool.
I believe.
They go, turn. Hold on. Hold on. Your mic not on.
I believe in weather control.
Okay. Fucking goddamn it.
Abby De La Rosa.
Abby De La Rosa's here. Okay.
It's called HARP. There we go.
That's HARP. That's HARP. The organization. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like
HARP weather.
HAA.
Yeah.
RP.
Which, yeah, you're right. I hear you. A lot of this shit, it sounds weird or it's natural disaster, but some of this shit just ain't too natural.
Okay, yeah. I know about this. Yeah, I do believe in weather control. I believe that the governments and shit start fucking with nature. I believe that's forever though. They've been fucking with nature, but I don't believe it has anything to do with Martin Luther King's birthday and I don't believe that they're attacking cities on purpose. I do believe that they're testing shit sometimes and shit be going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that, but I don't think that they're intentionally.
My thought is I don't put anything past anybody at this point. I think that a lot of this shit is, I don't know, just. Something too fishy. Like, and again, I think there's just coincidence between. I'm not saying that there's any relevance between Martin Luther King, the I Have a Dream speech, and that. I'm just saying that's ironic that it falls on that same day. I am saying that fucking weather control shit is weird. Now that shit that happened last night and today, like literally when because Tosh posted, she was like, "Oh my God, it's raining! It was pouring raining this morning," and everybody like literally in Bellflower, Long Beach, fucking Hawthorne, they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" They think she was crazy. I'm like, no. I was outside walking my fucking dog and it just started pouring rain.
Yeah, minutes. No. Ani hit me last night and said, you guys, it's raining in Hollywood. And me and the homie Daniel made fun of her. I mean, we killed
you, you're in North Hollywood.
Yeah, like, bro, it's Hollywood. Fucking dry as shit outside right now.
Crazy.
But yeah, no, I agree. But I do believe that they're fucking with the planet. They need to stop fucking with this motherfucker, because the planet going to show you real fast.
It's showing us.
But at the same time, I don't believe it's a conspiracy theory about different days and shit. I do believe that these governments and these organizations are fucking with shit, and they need to leave this shit alone. That's what I do.
Do you think there's a Abby correlation with the days?
What Abby? Do you think?
Yeah, most definitely. I also feel like they're planning that this flood was made because of the wall that they're strategically going to be building soon over, like, through the Mexico area into here. It's just so weird. And this is just my theory. It's just so ironic that a flood hits Texas when Texas is one of the driest states that I've ever been to. It's not like we're in the LBC and we could see the ocean amongst our horizon. Right. It's just so strange the way that this is happening and the type of damage it's causing. And it's almost like they need to tear down. And this is like the way
the
that
rebuilding process. They,
the rebuilding process, whether it be to separate the way that the government does and put Hispanics in this community and blacks in this community and whites in this community. I don't know, but I always feel like there's such a deeper meaning to these type of natural, quote unquote, disasters. Right. There's such a deeper meaning to this. And especially because Texas has such a high rate of, you know, immigrants and hoppers and wetbacks. And look, I'm Mexican, so I'm speaking one, okay?
Let them know that
my dad is a wetback, and I will say that through and through,
like,
okay? My dad is a wetback.
Like, whoa.
I'm talking about my people, okay? I feel like there are a lot of immigrants there, especially. And I don't know. I just feel like this is all a part of their plan. And just getting everybody involved, us as a nation, and I think Sandra Bullock said it best. There's no politics. While you're waiting in the water, there's just humans in need.
Yeah.
And it's true, but unfortunately, the bigger picture, which can be a conspiracy theory, you know, Congress and Trump and all these people have
money.
A plan. Money, it's bigger than human needs.
Okay, so we'll end on this note. And because I love talking about this shit. I can go down the rabbit hole and all that shit. But let's just end with this. Donald Trump, he's in office, been in office about almost a year now. Do you think he's going to last today?
Donald Trump does not care about black people.
Of course he does. He don't care about Mexicans either.
I don't think Donald Trump even cares about his wife.
Right.
To be honest,
he don't care about anybody. That's
what's the question?
How long do you think he's going to last? Do you think he's going to last towards the end?
You got to think about it like this, dog. Shit's fucked up already.
Shit is fucked up.
And he ain't even been in there 200 days.
Exactly.
Okay, but look, I'm going to be devil's advocate here just because I've seen and I've been studying this closely. Could it be that they're actually setting him up for success in our eyes? Because everything is so messed up right now that are they going to make him seem like some type of hero a year down the line from now that he fixed everything and that everything is better because of Trump?
Hitting rock bottom, basically.
Yeah. Like, this nation's hit rock bottom as soon as Obama left. So now Trump is going to come in and be the warrior. But right now, we're not seeing it because all we're seeing is destruction. And I'm not for Trump, but I'm just seeing what they're trying to portray and almost predicting the future, because it's almost like, as humans, you know how we go through our low lows and then our high highs?
Yeah.
Are they almost setting Trump up to look like some type of savior?
Mm. I mean, that could be the case, but...
Yeah.
It could also, like, it could be frank, like, that's gonna happen regardless. I'm gonna say that anyway. After you hit rock bottom, you can only go up from that point, right? But if we're pointing the finger at him, he's being the one that's doing all this shit, will it get to the point where he rattles the wrong people and he gets pulled out? I'm not gonna say that, but it's gonna get to the point where he's gonna make it to the end of his term. Do you think? Whether they set him up for the greatness or not, do you think he's going to make it to the end of this term?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yes.
I used to think for sure he was going to be up out of here. Now I think he's going to be in it for a minute. I don't know.
I think the 4 years and then
they can get him up out of here.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm just like, the only reason why I say yes also is because this year went by fast. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker is art. Like, but what he's done within a year, It's like, what the fuck?
I think he's definitely opened the door for entertainment to come into the White House.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And that's what worries me.
The reality president.
That worries me.
Because we're looking like clowns to the rest of the country.
I ain't gonna front, dog. Like, Ye talking about running. Like, different people talking about running. And I'm just like, fuck, dog. What are we going? Where are we going? Like,
circus.
This ain't a fucking reality show. Like, this shit is real. Like, I want firemen to come in my house when there's a fire.
Yeah.
I don't want Bill, the electrician.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bill, right. I kind of know how to work this extinguisher. Yeah. Like, my nigga, I need you to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Send me a big man with a hose and a fire retardant jacket.
Easy, buddy.
You know what I'm saying? And an axe. And we going to knock these walls out and he going to carry me out of here.
I think the reality of it is we live in such a reality-based world, which is a reality show at all times, that if you have Kylie Jenner running as, you know, California Senate,
you know,
the Senate of California, it's
going to
be, hey, Jenner, Team Jenner all the
but
way.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like the fact that we're so enamored by celebrities at this point in a society where celebrities literally can just be whatever they want to be. It's like, you're not a fucking congressman. You're not a fucking... there's people who do this. They study these things.
We've seen it, though. We've seen it with Ronald Reagan. We've seen it with fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've seen it with Jesse...
Jesse Ventura.
Ventura. You know what I'm saying? This shit... Now, this is like... This is on some other shit, but it's like, I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all because we continue to give it, we continue to positive reinforcement.
Yeah,
because us as a nation, I feel like we love it every time Trump goes on Twitter and writes his out of pocket tweets. And
even
I feel like
we don't love it, we give it attention.
It's
like,
the
that's
first
it.
Thing on every blog, on
Absolutely.
Every boss up, on every shade room, you know, up
You're
in the front row.
Right.
Trump went on Twitter and blocked Chrissy Teigen, and Trump did this. And we love it because, in a way, we love destruction as a nation, and we love this out of pocket shit that comes with it. So anything negative that Trump is doing, we're actually turning it into positive reinforcement. Right. Like, can you believe Trump did this? Yeah, he's wilding. But it's almost like we're giving him so much power to rule, not just our generation, but the next.
So do you
and
think
the kids?
Do you
and
think
the kids,
that
kids.
the best solution at this point, just ignore this motherfucker? Like,
I don't think it's possible to.
It's not. You can't ignore him at this point. Once something get to a point, you have to deal. Like, now I'm at a point in life where I deal with shit head on. Like, I don't duck it. I'm not trying to hide. Like, because at that point, you pretty much giving it a pass. And I don't think that you should do that. Like, at this point, especially when dude is, you got to think about it. Dude is the commander in chief of the military. Like, he could literally do whatever. Like him fucking with that Korean man. That shit's a problem.
Yeah, Kim Ju.
Stop fucking with that Korean man. Leave him alone. That little man ain't doing nothing. I mean, he be talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
But he's also doing shit in his own country.
He be doing shit over there. Yeah. Leave him the fuck over there until he start fucking with our shit and fucking with. And now I know that sound bad, but that's how foreign policy becomes a issue, because the United States always go into another motherfucker country and tell them what the fuck to do.
Their way.
Now, the United States of America would not let China come over here and be like, this is what y'all need to be doing. Right. Like, maybe you, what?
Sit your ass
Can
down.
You imagine?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't happen.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. So the fact that America always swinging their dick and just like, hey, you know, we run this shit. Like, oh, you going to have a democracy now. Or you going to do this. Maybe they like this shit. Did you talk to the people?
Yeah.
That's the one thing, like, even when you're dealing with, like, personal relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, my uncle is a beta male. My aunt's an alpha. So she be kind of like dictating what's going on.
Yeah.
He liked that shit.
Cool with it.
So I can't go in there in their house and
now
be like, hey.
You should be putting that shit down.
You know what I'm saying? You got to put your foot down, goddamn it.
You won't let her talk to you like that?
Hell yeah, he is. So, all right. That's what fuck it. So I just think let people, just like if you let people live the way they want to live sexually, if they want to be this or that, let them live their life. If the Korean people, first of all, If the Korean people wanted to revolt, they would. There's more people than there are officials and governors and policemen. Like in the United States, you got to think how many police departments are there in L.A. versus how many people live in L.A.
Right.
If we didn't want them motherfuckers around, we could run them like the L.A. riots.
Right.
When that shit got kicked off, they ran them about the neighborhood. Hey, get your ass up out of here before
but
you get fucked up.
It has to be something that warrants that.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So if they really wanted out of their circumstance.
That's not true. I agree with you, but if that's, we can argue this shit down, because we see, again, we see shit that's happening on the news and on TV, motherfuckers getting their head beat in and motherfuckers getting killed. We don't agree with that shit, but yet there's no uprising. There's nothing.
Well, yeah, there's obviously, like, it's,
there's nobody that's marching on the steps of LAPD right now and removing the bad people in office.
That's what I'm saying. But once it get to a point, there will be. People have to be, you have to be just like you have to be, you have to get to a point of enough is enough. Mm-hmm. When you quit drinking, when you leave abusive relationship, when you tired of being fat.
Right.
Enough is enough, goddamn it. That's what I'm saying. So once people reach that point, at that point, that's when change occurs. That's why I'm not necessarily opposed to the outbursts and the revolts and all that shit, because people have to become fed up. The civil rights movement didn't kick off until people got fed up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The women's rights shit didn't kick off till women was fed up. That's all I'm saying. When people had enough, you gonna know.
I think. Can I tell you guys what I think?
Please.
I think Trump is a puppet to the U.S. Congress and to the higher ups behind him. I just feel like they finally found somebody who that wasn't afraid to be hated as fuck.
Right, right.
And they didn't. And they found somebody who wasn't afraid to pull the trigger on all these collisions that they called plans of, you know, greatness for the U.S. I feel like they finally found that one person, because if you look back to it, Trump was never about politics, and he said it himself, Republicans are stupid.
Right.
So to have somebody represent Republicans in a "you're stupid" manner is crazy to me. It's just, I feel like they found somebody with the balls enough to be like, fuck it, I'll pull that trigger. I don't care to be hated. I don't care to be that one. And guess what? I'm going to make all my taxpayers pay for my wife and my son to still live up in my building, and I'm going to make you guys hate me because I don't give a fuck. I'm still Trump and I'm still rich.
Y'all didn't like me anyway. So.
Exactly. And I feel like these plans are going to go deeper, because you got to think about it. Obama ran shit for an incredible, what is it, 2 terms?
8 years.
2 terms, okay? Imagine the hate that Congress has built behind him. I can't wait till he's out of office to, we need to do this and we need to do that. Trump doesn't have the mental capacity to even think of one of these national plans. All he's thinking of is, let me sit down with the dude from China. Let me sit.
These are the
most hated people. I want to sit with them because he's a businessman.
Right.
And businessmen are ruthless. And businessmen put feelings to the side. So I feel like they just found, Republicans and the Senate and Congress and everyone else behind him finally found somebody who wasn't afraid to be hated.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now, which is why I believe that he'll definitely reach the end of his term. And I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets elected again, to be honest.
It won't happen until they complete their plans of attack. And I say they because it's, like I said, it's not Trump. Trump has no mental capacity. And this is my personal opinion from watching him from The Apprentice to every other reality show that he's been on. He can't even answer a news reporter correctly unless it's a staged question.
Right.
Unless it's the teleprompter.
This fool got out there in front of the fucking people out in Houston and said, "This is a great turnout." What?
That alone should show us that he is not mentally able.
You didn't see that?
Mentally able to even comprehend.
He said,
the amount of greatness
great
that it takes
turnout.
To lead a country.
Yo, so I don't want to keep talking about this motherfucker.
That's fucking hilarious.
He said that shit. Yo, let us know what
this
you think.
This is a great turnout.
This is a great turnout. Let's not go to his wife, because we let a porn star into our White House. Hello.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Let Michelle Obama do some shit like that.
That
would have been on her ass,
he
man.
He said this is a great turnout.
That just means that the chances of Ye and Kim getting into the White House, there's a reason why she's taking those Jackie O photos.
Oh, I did see that shit.
Reason they're setting them up for greatness.
Nah, you think so?
Look,
you think Kim and Ye 2020?
I think they're so powerful, and the amount of influence that comes with them and from them is beyond this
world.
That's
true. Nobody saw this happening. Nobody saw this happening. So we will see.
That's hilarious.
Yo, hit us up. Instagram, Twitter, subscribe, Homegrown Radio. Yeah, we appreciate the love. Shouts out to Abby De La Rosa.
Sorry, guys, I just jumped up in your conversation.
Appreciate that, man. That's what it's about, man. At DJ HED, you can find me at I Am Chuck Dizzle, again, at Homegrown Radio. Let me know how they can find you, Abby.
At Hi Abby De La Rosa. Can I just tell you guys, please. I love that you're touching on these topics, because I feel like it's very foreign amongst the culture in music, and it's very, you know, people don't like to talk about religion and politics,
right.
So it's really dope that you guys have opened up like a roundtable discussion.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be perfectly honest. A lot of this shit, I'm ignorant to. I don't want to sit here and act like I know every single thing in the policy. You through this conversation, I'm sure you understand. Like, okay, this motherfucker knows some shit and don't know some shit, but. It's like the conversation needs to be had regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
thank you, Abby.
It definitely needs to be had. And not only that, you two have an influence as well and an influence in the culture. So, Chuck, even if you don't know much of what you're talking about, it'll lead the next person to look into what you're talking about.
And like, then that's Chuck was fucking up. Let me go see what the fuck he was fucking up on.
You know what? But we're all going to look.
Right, exactly. That's the whole point.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Abby, coming on through, hanging out with us again. Subscribe, rate, comment, at Homegrown Radio on every streaming platform. We appreciate the love. We will catch y'all next time. Yeah.